All right, so we're continuing now with the study of the Haggadah. As we said, it begins with Kiddush. That's Kovei the Laila. And I'm not going to get into the setting of the Seder plate and things of that sort. We're just sticking with mainly the aspects of Sipur. Of course, that's significant as well. Now, the second thing that we do is Karpas. Karpas is relevant to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's pretty much the beginning, after Kiddush, of the steps that we're taking to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur. As we've explained, it's under the heading of Shinui HaLaila, to make a change, based upon the fact that one of the components of Sipur is V'higadot Levincha, to teach your children. So this is to arouse the curiosity of the child. But everything operates here. Even if you don't have a child, you should have, that's a given, that the Seder should be done with other people, that you shouldn't have it by yourself, even though the Rambam does mention that if you're all alone, you tell the story, and also you do it derech, through question and answer. So the form in which it's supposed to be done is through question and answer, but that would be the minimal level, is when you're alone. It's supposed to engender a real discussion and should include the idea of your children, obviously, primarily your children, but other people who don't have knowledge. That's really what the child represents. So to transmit it to people that really don't know enough, don't have the full background, that's part of the mitzvah. So that's why Karpas. Karpas is to engender, and that's giving you the idea to elicit the curiosity of people. Right? And you have to use your ingenuity on that. This is just a formalized way of doing it, but each person has to be subjectively involved. Then we begin Magid. Now Magid begins with Holach Ma'anya. All right, so we're taking up the issue of Holach Ma'anya, which seems to be an explanation about the matzah at this point in time. This is the bread of affliction that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. What you notice, of course, the commentaries have brought attention to this point, that the entire Haggadah is basically in Hebrew. However, this section is not in Hebrew, it's in Aramaic, thus raising the question, what's the reason for that? Why is this not in Hebrew? What's the point of that? But there's other questions. What is the point of explaining the matzah over here, that this is the bread of affliction? This somehow was some kind of an introduction to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is the idea of doing this? It's also interesting to note that insofar as it does give an explanation about the matzah, or it's explaining the significance of the matzah, but even on that count, there's a question. Because we've mentioned a few shiurim ago, we mentioned the fact that the mitzvah of matzah is unique and that it has to be accompanied by explanation, unlike other mitzvahs, where the philosophy is a separate thing. So it's a good idea to get into the philosophy, but the actual performance of the mitzvah, as long as you have intention to perform the mitzvah, that's enough. But on the night of Pesach, we elucidate the significance of the mitzvahs, what they represent, why we're doing them. And the reason given later on is because of the geula. Why do we, the matzah that we're eating, right? Matzah zu she'anu ochlim al shema. What is the significance of it? And the answer is because of the idea that the geula occurred very suddenly and very quickly, very dramatically. So it's a representation. It reflects the idea of the geula. Here, it's giving a different explanation. So, which is seems to be contrary to the idea of the geula. It seems to be the idea that slave. So that's a good question one can ask, that matzah is being referred to as lach ma'anya, the bread of affliction, which basically means that they were poor, or either there's different explanations as to why that's associated. I mean, it's poor man's bread. Either it's the simplest kind of a bread. Others say that a slave doesn't really have that much time. He has to be summoned to work. He doesn't have time to stop and to make a tasty meal, so this is quick. Things of that sort. But also the very nature of the entity itself, it's not real bread. It's like a cracker-like. Even in terms of the eating that you're doing, it's not a satisfying kind of it's a diminished kind of a bread. It's associated with a diminished state. Then, of course, there's a series of ideas. Kol dechvinyei seviyechol. Whoever is hungry, let him come and eat. Whoever is in need, let him come and have the Pesach with us. Now we are here. In next year, we hopefully will be in Eretz Yisrael. Now we are slaves. And next year, may we be Bnei Chorin. So all these things require explanation. Well, what's the significance? What's the continuity of the ideas? And what's it doing over here? We're supposed to get into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is the significance? All right, we're going now to the Harei Kedem on page, volume 2, Kufay and Gimel, Simen Pei Hei, B'inyan Holach Ma'anya. Okay, so he begins by saying, B'tchilos HaHagada Makdimin Lomar Holach Ma'anya. We begin with Holach Ma'anya, V'tzorach Bir, Matam L'psicha Zu, Kodem HaHagada. What is the point of this opening? Before the Haggadah, or introduction. V'hinei ha-Rambam b'Haggadah shelo. The Rambam puts together his own Haggadah. Poseich es ha-Haggadah b'loshon zeh. Begins with this expression, b'behilu yotzaro mi-Mitzrayim ho-lach ma'anya. We've already discussed that. That the Rambam's Haggadah has to do with the mentions in two places, two significant places, the idea that the matzah carries the idea of behilu with great speed, with great haste, or with a certain sense of astonishment. Our fathers left Egypt. Okay, so he includes that over here as well. Notice that idea of behilu is connected to the concept of matzah as an expression of geula. Because the Rambam says in his paragraph explaining why we eat the matzah, because they didn't have time for the dough to rise, until God redeemed them, God appeared to them, and redeemed them miyad, the immediacy factor. But it's interesting that here the Rambam is bringing both ideas together. The idea of matzah as geula, and the idea of matzah as the bread of affliction is being brought together. Ulam lefi minag ashkenaz maschil meholach ma'anya b'lvad. So you have two minhagim. That's why you'll notice in most of the Haggadahs it doesn't say b'behilu. I guess most of the Haggadahs reflect the minhag Ashkenaz where you leave that idea out. That's an interesting issue. What's the machlokas? It's arach bia b'yisod hadvarim. And then he refers you to the Netziv ala Torah in Shemos Yud Beis Ches. Now he says, look at the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Tuf Ayin Gimel in the Ramah, who writes, V'yiyah ha-pas magula b'shosh omer ha-agara ad l'fichach. That the pas, which is the matzah, should be uncovered when the person says the Haggadah. Up until l'fichach, anu chayev m'lahodos, until that part where we say that we're obligated to give praise. After the sipur, the telling of the story, there's many aspects to the story. We fulfill the mitzvah of connecting it to us, that we have to view it as though we ourselves have gone out of Egypt. That a person has to experience the significance in a personal kind of a way. That's so that you have baruch b'chol dover dor chayav adam liros es atzmo. That in every generation a person is obligated to see it as though he himself has left Egypt. And that's followed by lefichach. Therefore, we're obligated to give praise because the whole recounting of the story has to eventuate, has to lead to the praise.
That's why we say Hallel.
And that's why we say, exactly, and that's why you go into Hallel. But what are we saying Hallel for? We're not saying Hallel for something that happened to somebody else. Hallel is for something that happened to you. So the Ramah says that up until this point of Lefichach, you take the kos in your hand, because the wine is associated with the Shevach. Okay? So he says that when you come to Lefichach, you take the kos, V'yaz yechasa hapas, and then you cover the bread, meaning the matzah. V'atamhu, mishum debigmar psachim, doshu ala kosav lechemoni. The reason is because one of the interpretations of lechemoni, bread of affliction, but the term oni also implies the idea of talking, to be one. Lechem sha'onin olav dvarim harba. This is bread over which you talk. So that the talking over here is a reference to the Haggadah. V'alfina mizeh, the Haggadah tzricha lehe'omer al hamatzah. We learn out from this that there's a connection. And this, of course, is a major theme of the evening. The connection between the mitzvah of Sipur and the matzah. It has to be done via the matzah, in conjunction with the matzah. Sort of like a show, and you can't just tell the story. You have to have certain objects that reflect the ideas of the story in front of you, and matzah. It has to be done in the presence of matzah. Dezeu kiyum mesuyum b'matzah, that this is a special kiyum in the matzah, lomar ala esipi yitzayas Mitzrayim, to say in conjunction with it the story of Yitzayas Mitzrayim. Vezehu lechem sha'onin alav dvarim harba. And this is what it means, the lechem that many things are said in conjunction with. Of course, we're talking about the story. That's what it means. Not just many things, anything you want. It's the story of the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shekol ha'agada tzericha lios ne'meres ala matzah. That the entire agada must be said over matzah. Ulechein hapas tzericha lios magula b'chol ha'agada. That's why, while you're reciting the Haggadah, you're supposed to uncover the matzah. V'hinei me'apasak hanal, mashma, da'asipur al ha'matzah, hudin b'matzah. From this pasuk of lechem she'onin olav dvarim harbe, it would seem that the idea of saying the story is a kiyum in the matzah, in the chefta shel matzah, in the entity of the matzah. Ach mikra de bavur zeh lo amarti ela b'sha sheyesh matzu mor munachem lefanecha. But there's another pasuk. That pasuk is when we take up the paragraph of Yochel Me'erosh Chodesh, okay, which basically is part of the study. At the very outset, the first aspect of Sipur is to study the laws that pertain to Sipur. And one of the paragraphs, which is called Yochel Me'erosh Chodesh, I would have thought that you can tell the story from Rosh Chodesh. It's right after the four sons. It's called Yochel Me'erosh Chodesh. That is the discussion as to the time, which we're not going into right now. But I would have thought that from the beginning of this month, this is the Zman of the Redemption, I could fulfill the obligation of telling the story at the beginning of the month. And then it says, no, by Yom Ahu, on that day. And if it's that day, I might have thought it's actually before night, while it's still day. But then it says, Bavur Zeh, because of this. Bavur Zeh lo amarti, elo b'shor sheish matzo marm munachm lefanecha. That is to say, that the story, the Sipur, must be done at night. That's an important point, by the way. That, because sometimes, and every yant, if you could actually, or Shabbos, if you want, you could begin earlier, while it's even before night. And it already has the din of Shabbos. Or Yantif. However that may be, the story of the Sipur can't be done until it's actually Laila. So we wait the full 42 minutes from sunset, and then you can begin the Seder. You should not, even though it's Yantif has started already in terms of the Isser Malacha, actually it starts from sunset. But because of Bavur Zeh, that is to say that these mitzvahs must be done by Laila. Well, how do I know that? Because it's at the time when there's Matzin Mora. And when is the Zman of Matzin Mora? Balayla. Thus, it would appear, Mashma Shudin B'mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Mashma that the presence of the Matzah is not just a kiyum in the Matzah, but it's a kiyum in the mitzvah of the Sipur. Shasipur Yehei Ala Matzah. That the Sipur should be in conjunction through the Matzah. Achein Yira, thus it appears, the Shtei HaDrashos Kam Yachad, that both of these drashos, mochichos, indicate, sheyesh kiyam echad, that there's one kiyam mitzuraf shel hagada umatsa biyachad. Okay? That there's one kiyam of the hagada of Sipur and matza. It's all biyachad. Now, v'hine b'rama mashma de me'amiras lefichach. Getting back to now, lefichach, who oches hakos biyado umechasa hapas. Now, there's a separate idea that when you pick up the kos, you cover the bread, you cover the matzah. V'atamhu lefi shehu boshes lepas, because it's disparaging to the pas, that you're diminishing the significance of the matzah by this demonstration, because now you're picking a kshumachzak as a kos, because you're picking up the kos. So therefore you cover it, not to show that any diminishing in the significance, that you don't mean to diminish the significance of the matzah. However, this requires some analysis. Sharei gam ha-halel tzarech lios nemar ala matzah, kamo guf asipa shal yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Halel is all supposed to be said over a matzah, just like the Sipur. Because of Rashi. B'divrei ha-maschim lechem she'onin olav dvarim. So Rashi says, she'gomrim olav asa Halel, v'omrim olav hagada. So Rashi holds that the onim, the dvarim matzah she'lechem, she'onin olav dvarim harbe, and we said it's not just any kind of talk, refers specifically to the Sipur, and also the Halel part. Halel is connected to the Sipur, but the Halel part. So during the Sipur and during the Halel, the matzah should be uncovered. So that would seem to be a problem, because you're supposed to pick up the coast now. V'imkein ma'ichpas li b'boshaso shel kos. If so, why should I be concerned about the degradation of the kos that will, for the matzah? So for so, Zeu din b'halel. It's din b'halel la'omer ala kos. Uval karchach tzarech lomar shemashakos v'aramah dekishmagiel ulfichach mechas ha'pas haynu rak atche yomer sahalel. Alright, so he wants to explain that now. This is getting down into the particulars. That what he means is that when you come to lefichach, which is the transition explaining that you have an obligation to give Shevach and Odoya, then you pick up the kos, you cover the matzah, because you don't want to embarrass the matzah. But you're not involved in the halel yet, okay? However, when you actually get into the halel, then you uncover the matzah, so you're saying it over the matzah. Hainu rakach yomer sahal, aval achakach, but afterwards, kishamaschil lomer sahalel, when he actually says the halel, Megala shuv es ha-matzah. Then he again uncovers the matzah. Kedei lomar alea es ha-halel. In order to say over it the halel. V'yaf agav degam b'shas ha-halel humak b'yes ha-kos. And now let's deal with that problem. But even though at the time of the halel he's holding the kos, and we've already established that that's disparaging, it's embarrassing the matzah, so to speak. And this causes embarrassment. By the way, we don't mean real embarrassment. It just means that it's an act which indicates a certain insignificance. It's to the chefza of the matzah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to treat a chefza shel mitzvah disparagingly. So there's a boshes lapash einam avarech aleha, because he's not going to make the bracha over it. He's going to make the bracha on the wine at the conclusion of the halel. Mikom vakom mikivin. Nevertheless, since it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Halel, Shari Meikar Seder Amir Sahalel, it's part of the essential recitation of the Halel. It's supposed to be on wine. Tzar Shiyah Kos Biyado. The Kos must be in his hand. Mayadin de Ein Omrim Shira El Hayayin. That you don't say Shira except over wine. The gam din amiras ha-hagada hu ala kos kemavu b'divrein liel. Moreover, one is supposed to say the hagada over a kos. because it's connected to a coast, so you're supposed to say it over the coast. V'ha'agada kolela says a halal gankein. So there's two reasons why halal requires kos. One is because of intrinsically, because it's shira alayayin. The other reason is because it's part of the Haggadah, and the Haggadah is supposed to be said over the coast. That's the second coast. The second coast is really Haggadah. V'gam shetehei amatza magula hu meikara d'dina me'adin d'lechemoni she'onin alav dvarim harba. And also the din of uncovered matzah is because of lechemoni she'onin alav dvarim harba. Al kain b'chalki ha'gavna lo ichpas lan og b'boshasa shalapas. He says in this situation that concept of the boshes of the pas is not applicable because there's no busha over here. It's just you're carrying out the halal the way halal is supposed to be done. So you're not doing anything to disparage the pas. So he says there's no contradiction. That is to say that throughout the Haggadah, you should have the pas uncovered. And even if you hold the kos, it wouldn't be a problem. And when you come to halal, see, when it comes to lefichach, it's not actually halal, it's just introductory to halal. So you pick up the wine, there you cover the pas, you cover the matzah. But then, as soon as you finish that, you go into halal, then halal should be said over matzah, because it's onin harbe, dvarm lechem she'onin dvarm harbe, it fulfills that, and also because of Haggadah. Halal is part of the Haggadah. At the same time, you have to hold the wine, because shir alayayin. So here you have both, and there's no problem. Even though you're going to be making the bracha over the wine at this point, we're not concerned about that issue of boshes of the pas. Ba'asher mehaitama nira. According to this reason, it appears dinis yased lomar halach ma'anya kodem ha'agada. This is the point that we were looking for. Now we can understand why it was established to say halach ma'anya before the Haggada. Kivan shakol ha'agada ne'meres al ha'matzah. Since the entire Haggadah is going to be said over matzah, midin lechem oni, because of the din of lechem oni, b'chenes bar le'el, lahachi tzarech lahakdim lahagada amiris halach ma'anya. That's the reason why you have to precede the Haggadah with the recitation of halach ma'anya, kedei levayer ulefaresh es inyan ha'matzah tchila, in order to explain it. That's the whole idea. In order to fulfill the kiyum of lechem oni she'on and dvarim harbe, and also the kiyum in Haggadah, that Haggadah should be said over the matzah, that's exactly what you're doing. You're establishing that idea, and you're explaining the idea, so the idea should have significance. Bear in mind that everything we do at the Seder, well, everything in Judaism is really supposed to not just be perfunctory, it's supposed to have meaning, we should know what we're doing, but we don't always have the leisure or whatever it is. A lot of times you do mitzvahs perfunctorily. But everything you do with the Seder is with explanation, with insight, with understanding. So it wouldn't be noticed. The idea of saying I would say this requires intention. Because what do you mean I said it in conjunction with matzah? If I'm not, what connects the two? If I'm not cognizant of that, the mere fact that I came in, I sat down, there was matzah on the table, I told the story, I wasn't aware of the idea. So then it's not matzah, it just happens to be something that's on the table. You understand what I'm saying? So that's something which you have to be cognizant of. So at the very outset, to establish that idea that we're not just telling a story in the abstract, we're telling it in conjunction with matzah, and that indeed the very telling of it is a factor, is a characteristic of the matzah, so you do that by elucidating that concept. That's the idea of the ha'olach ma'anya. V'yesh lehosef. Now the Rav adds on certain ideas that are very important. The Barambam, Bereish Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Kishemona HaMitzvos, Sheba Halachos Elu. This is a really sharp observation. You can go through this many, many times, you wouldn't notice it. The significance of a nuance, a change of nuance. So he writes, Mitzvah Zayin, the seventh mitzvah, Lechol Matzah B'Leil HaPesach, to eat matzah on the night of the Pesach. Ulahalan Sham, and further on over there, he says, Mitzvah Ches, the eighth mitzvah, L'saper B'yitzias Mitzrayim B'oso Halayla, to tell the story of the Yitzias Mitzrayim on that night. Now on the surface, you wouldn't notice anything. You wouldn't notice anything unusual. V'yesh l'dakdek, he says, that you should make a careful deduction over here. Lama b'mitzvos, b'mitzvah sipri tzias mitzrayim, lo kasav ha-rambam b'leil ha-pesach. There's a slight change of wording. That is, with regard to the mitzvah of matzah, he says, b'leil ha-pesach, on the night of Pesach. Then when he talks about the mitzvah of sipri, he should have said b'leil ha-pesach. No, but he says, on that night. Instead of saying b'leil ha-pesach, he says, on that night. Elo b'yosav ha-laylo, umizen nira, from this it appears, Dilah Rambam, Leil Tesvav Benison, Lo Machayev B'mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. He makes a very big point. Does the obligation of Sipri stem from the night, the Leil Tesvav? If that's the case, he should have said, B'leil HaPesach. Ah, he says, B'osav HaLayla, on that night. Meaning what night? The night on which you eat the matzah. Ela Achilas HaMatzah, Hi HaMachayeves. The Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But rather, this is an amazing point. Just that little turn of language, the Rambam is communicating, Ba'osa HaLayla, on that night when you eat matzah, the night which you eat matzah is the Machayev of the Sipri. It's the Achilas, it's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, but of course it happens to be on that day, but it's not anything in the day itself that creates the obligation of Sipri. The Kavanas HaRambam, Bi'oso HaLayla, the intention of the Rambam, with the words, Oso HaLayla, She'ochel Bo'as HaMatzah, that's what he means, the night on which you eat matzah. V'yesod Dover Zeh, Huimasha Amru, and the basis of this is from what we say, Bavur Zeh. Now he goes back to Bavur Zeh, because of this, Lo Amarti Elo B'Shor She'esh Matzu Morim Munachon L'Fanecha. So we said before, that how do we know it's at the night? Because that's the time when matzah and maror are in front of you. But now, the idea has greater significance. That's the idea, that's the connection. The connection is that when do you do Sipur? Why? Because the mitzvah of matzah is the mechayim of Sipur. Hare behedyad ha-matzav ha-mor ha-him ha-mechayim ha-mesipi yitzias mitzrayim. It turns out that there was a havamina de yochum about yom hare diyein muchrach shevizman ha-sipur hu b'leil pesach. This further supports the idea. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah of sipur has to do with that night, so what's the discussion of yochum about yom? I'm yochal merish chadash. So you see that it's discussing that there was no idea that it has to be on that night. That's why they're having the discussion. Ela deba bavur zeh. Comes the pasuk of bavur zeh. V'limeich is man hasipur hu b'shoa hashem matzumar v'nachum v'necha. U'mefarish harambam, the Rambam explains, the be'emes zman achilas matzah who guf hazman shall sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. That it's more than just that. It just happens to be at that time. You could say it just happens to be at that time. The Rambam is saying more. It's not that it happens to be at that time. It's at that time because that is the mechayev of the sipur. The mechayev of sipur is the mitzvah, the zman of the mitzvah of matzah. V'lo leil tesvav benisan. But it's not the leil tesvav benisan. All right, we'll go to the next paragraph. Are we going to turn to the next column? Ulefize haposhet mishum hachi kodem amiras hahagada hu tzarech lahaktim v'lomar holach ma'anya. Therefore, it's quite obvious that it's because of this, that before the recitation of the Haggadah, he has to be makdim with holach ma'anya. Dezeu ha-psicha v'hakdama, because this is the introduction, l'chol ha-mitzvah shel sipri yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the introduction. Why? The hazehu kol ha-machayev shel ha-sipur. Because this is the whole machayev. So this is a new idea. Before we said that the reason for halach ma'anya has to do with the idea that there's a connection, that the sipurim has to be said over the matzah. And the matzah itself has to be a matzah over which things are said. That was the, now he's adding a new factor. This is a very crucial factor. He's saying it's not just that, but there's another relationship between matzah and sipur which must be demonstrated, and that is that the achilas matzah is mechayev in the mitzvah of sipur. The hazeu kala mechayev shel sipur hamatzah v'halach ma'anya, the matzah and lach ma'anya. Umasha Omer halach ma'anya the yachlo of asanu biyari the mitzrayim. Who nesin as tam lama hasipur toli b'matzah. This is giving the reason why the sipur is toli in the matzah. Then notice the approach he's using right now is the approach of the mechayev. That the mitzvah of achilas matzah is the mechayev of sipur. And that's why you have to begin with lach ma'anya, but it's giving you the explanation of why. What's the reason for that? What's the connection? Oh, the connection is because our forefathers ate it in the land of Egypt. Shere ha-matzah hi ha-shibud, dezeru lechem ha-oni. The matzah is, reflects the oppression, and that's the lechemoni, she'achlo v'senim b'mitzrayim. V'mishim hachi, ani chayev b'sipur, b'leil l'achilas ha-matzah. And because of that factor, I am chayev in sipur on the night that we eat the matzah. How do we reconcile the two ideas, though? Because if this is the... It seems that there are two reasons associated with matzah. One reason associated with matzah is the geula, which we say later on. It's not because of lechemoni. It's because of something else. It's because of the fact that God appeared so suddenly and revealed himself, and they didn't have time to let the dough rise. The haste. Umiyad. Now, at the very outset, when we're explaining the connection between matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're using it to a different reason. This reason that our forefathers were enslaved and this is the poor man's bread, that has nothing to do with the other reason. How do we understand that now? There's basically an ambivalence in which we seem to have two different ideas associated with the matzah. And later on, we're going to use the idea of the haste of the geula. Here, at this point in time, we're using the idea of lach ma'anya. Also, bear in mind that in Rambam's Haggadah does not start with halach ma'anya. It starts with b'behilu yotzarim yitzrayim. Now, behilu yotzarim yitzrayim reflects the idea of geula. So, that is the element of matzah which reflects geula. Now I want to answer it in a philosophical way to try and tie the two ideas together. That in terms of the reason for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, al shema, what's the idea of the eating of the matzah? You see that matzah has more roles. It's achilas matzah, but then it's also in conjunction with the sipur, it's connected to the sipur. If you remember, we did the Ramban last week, and the Ramban explains the significance of the matzah, the philosophical significance of the matzah, of achilas matzah, on the basis of the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Yisrael, that the events that pertain to the Yetzias Mitzrayim reflect the great miracles that Hashem did, which reflects the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the fundamentals of Yahadus, not just the existence of God, but creation and God's purpose in the universe and God's providence and God's mastery, performing miracles and so on and so forth. All of these things are reflected. And that's reflected in the matzah, as the Rav explained, because the matzah reflects the nes, because the nes comes about very quickly. That's the idea of B'behilu Yotzanu Mitzrayim. So, there are two concepts. One is the objective ideas associated with the Nisim. But the second one is that we have the chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs, because we're the ones that experienced it. So that's the second idea. The fact, these objective ideas, if anybody studied the phenomena, not Jewish, and saw what happened in Egypt, so this would lead them to these conclusions that God is, that has nothing to do with whether you're a Jew or not a Jew. It doesn't matter. V'yadu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem. Egypt will know that I am God. That's one aspect. However, for us, it has a special significance that because we're the ones who experienced it as a redemption, that we were enslaved and God intervened and saved us. So therefore, we have the chiyuv to do the mitzvahs, and we have the chiyuv to give shevach and hodayah. We have the chiyuv to tell the story. So that is, so that's why matzah, the matzah is a machayev in sipur. And both ideas are contained over here. Why is it a machayev in sipur? A, because bebehili yotzanam Mitzrayim, because the matzah reflects all of these nisim that occurred, and these are the foundations of yadus. And B, why do we have to tell the story? It's because halach ma'anya the achal of asar b'yad Mitzrayim, because we experienced it. So the matzah reflects both ideas. The matzah reflects the was chosen by Hashem. That reflects the idea of geula, but it also reflects the idea of the shibud. And it's because of the shibud that we have a chiyuv to be mesaper. So that's my understanding of the idea that the mitzvahs matzah is the mechayev of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because mitzvahs matzah reflects the objective ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since matzah relates to us, it reflects the shibud as well, it creates the obligation in us to tell the story and to be Meshaveh Hashem. That's why it's Bebehili Yetzadim Mitzrayim, Halach Ma'anya, that's establishing the connection between the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.